Green hydrogen exits pilot phase as Samsung offers first bankable electrolyzer guarantee. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Samsung E&Amp, A and Nel Hydrogen and hashtag X27, S Compass 2A Plus platform produces hydrogen directly at 15 barg through pressurized alkaline electrolysis, cutting compression costs and having the required plant footprint compared to competing systems. Samsung E&Amp, A and hashtag X27, S Wrap guarantee covers electrolyzer stacks, balance of plant, and utilities under a single performance commitment and counterparty structure, directly addressing the fragmented guarantee arrangements that have historically complicated project financing. The 100-megawatt standard configuration delivers approximately 40 tons per day of hydrogen at 99.999 moles per cent purity with 48.8 kilowatt-hour/kg stack efficiency, while the concurrent Barrow Green Hydrogen Facility reaching final investment decision signals that large-scale green hydrogen is transitioning from demonstration to bankable infrastructure. The Barrow in Furnace project will supply approximately 100 gigawatt-hours of green hydrogen annually to Kimberly-Clark, reducing natural gas consumption by up to 50% and cutting 18,300 tons of CO2 emissions. Samsung E&A and Nel Hydrogen just solved one of green hydrogen's most expensive problems: how to get hydrogen out of the electrolyzer at pressure without adding millions in compression capital. The Compass 2A Plus platform, unveiled at the World Hydrogen Summit in Rotterdam in May 2026, produces hydrogen directly at 15 barg through pressurized alkaline electrolysis, cutting compression costs and having the required plant footprint against competing systems. For project developers and institutional lenders watching the UK's Barrow Green Hydrogen Facility reach final investment decision the same month, the timing signals that large-scale green hydrogen is transitioning from demonstration to bankable infrastructure. The 100-megawatt standard configuration delivers approximately 40 tons per day of hydrogen at 99.999 moles per cent purity, with stack efficiency of 48.8 kilowatt-hours/kg within a 7,500 square meter core footprint. Samsung E&A provides a wrap guarantee covering electrolyzer stacks, balance of plant, and utilities under a single performance commitment and single counterparty structure, directly addressing the fragmented guarantee arrangements that have historically complicated project financing. A long-term service agreement extends the partnership throughout the plant's lifecycle, encompassing operational support, scheduled stack replacement, and real-time performance monitoring. Dr. Heinz-Yok Jong, Green H2 business team leader at Samsung E&A, stated, "Compass 2A Plus reflects our commitment to delivering solutions that are not just technically excellent, but commercially bankable. By expanding the Compass 2 portfolio, we provide customers the flexibility to choose the technology best suited to their project's unique requirements." Why this matters beyond the immediate product launch: the pressurized alkaline technology comes as the UK government's hydrogen allocation round one begins moving projects from subsidy commitment to construction, with Plug Power's 30-megawatt Gen Eco private Equitum electrolyzer deployment at Barrow in Furness reaching final investment decision concurrently. The Barrow project, delivered by Green Hydrogen Energy Company, a joint venture between Schroders Greencoat and Carlton Power, will supply approximately 100 gigawatt-hours of green hydrogen annually to Kimberly-Clark's manufacturing plant, reducing natural gas consumption by up to 50% and cutting 18,300 tons of CO2 emissions. When subsidy-supported offtake reaches FID in the same quarter that Samsung and Nel launch a pre-engineered, wrap-guaranteed platform, the implication is clear: green hydrogen is exiting the pilot phase. The counterparty risk problem Samsung just monetized green hydrogen projects have historically required developers to stitch together separate guarantees from the electrolyzer OEM, the balance of plant contractor, and the utility integration partner. This three-party structure creates gaps in performance accountability and dramatically complicates lender due diligence. Samsung E&A's wrap guarantee collapses that fragmentation into a single risk allocation, transferring execution and performance risk to a counterparty with a balance sheet capable of backing multi-hundred million dollar commitments. The commercial significance: Samsung E&A is an engineering, procurement, and construction major with deep roots in complex industrial plant delivery, not a pure-play electrolyzer manufacturer. By pairing Nel's pressurized alkaline stack technology with Samsung's EPC capabilities and guarantee structure, the partnership offers institutional lenders a familiar risk profile. This mirrors the structure that enabled utility-scale solar and wind to scale in the 2010s, when developers moved from component-level warranties to full plant performance guarantees. The pre-engineered design significantly shortens the pre-FID timeline by removing months of early-stage engineering work that typically delays project progress. For developers operating on fixed subsidy award timelines, such as the UK's hydrogen business model contracts, schedule compression directly translates to reduced development risk and improved return profiles. The 15 barg output pressure eliminates or substantially downsizes downstream compression equipment, a cost line that can represent 10 to 15% of total capital expenditure in atmospheric electrolyzer projects. Technology portfolio positioning. Alkaline versus private equitum in 2026. Compass 2A Plus is the third product in the Samsung Nel partnership portfolio, joining atmospheric, alkaline, Compass 2A, and proton exchange membrane, Compass 2P, launched November 2025. Offerings. The technology selection matrix now spans three distinct use cases. The strategic positioning is deliberate. Private equitum electrolyzers handle intermittent renewable power better than alkaline systems due to faster ramp rates and wider turndown ratios, making them suited for projects with direct renewable coupling and no grid firming. Atmospheric alkaline systems offer proven durability and lower capital cost per megawatt but require larger footprints and separate compression. Pressurized alkaline occupies the middle ground, lower capital cost than private equitum, better load following than atmospheric alkaline, and integrated compression that reduces balance of plant complexity. The Barrow Project's selection of Plug Power's private equitum technology, 6.5 MW Gen Eco units totaling 30 MW, reflects the project's renewable electricity sourcing via a long-term power purchase agreement with SAFE. Where renewable curtailment or variable dispatch is part of the business model, private equitum's operational flexibility justifies its capital premium. Where baseload or grid-firmed renewable power is available, pressurized alkaline offers superior economics. Samsung E&A's capabilities extend across the full downstream value chain, including green ammonia, e-methanol, and sustainable aviation fuel, under the same EPC counterparty. This positions the partnership to capture margin beyond the electrolyzer sale by integrating hydrogen production with downstream conversion processes. For ammonia or methanol projects, the single counterparty structure is particularly valuable. Lenders underwrite one execution risk, not separate hydrogen and synthesis plant risks. UK HAR1 is the bellwether for subsidy-dependent markets. The Barrow FID coinciding with the Compass 2A Plus launch is not coincidental. The UK's Hydrogen Allocation Round 1 awarded contracts to multiple projects in 2023 and 2024, but Barrow is among the first to reach financial close and proceed to construction. The project serves as a proof point that the UK government's hydrogen business model, which provides revenue support to bridge the cost gap between green hydrogen and fossil alternatives, can deliver bankable offtake. Plug Power's electrolyzer supply contract spans three UK projects, Barrow, 30 MW, Trafford, and Longage, totaling 55 MW across the portfolio. With Barrow now in execution and the other two projects progressing toward their respective FIDs, the template for industrial decarbonization via government-supported hydrogen is becoming replicable. The Kimberley-Clark offtake, approximately 100 GWh per annum, demonstrates anchor tenant demand for green hydrogen as an industrial feedstock, not merely as a speculative commodity. The SAFE power purchase agreement is equally instructive. SAFE, the former Gazprom Germania nationalized by Germany in 2022, has pivoted from Russian gas marketing to renewable energy infrastructure. The entity's participation in UK green hydrogen projects signals that incumbent energy majors are repositioning balance sheets toward low-carbon infrastructure, creating a liquid secondary market for long-term power contracts that underpin electrolyzer economics. Footprint economics and the land value arbitrage. Compass 2A Plus reduces the required plant footprint by 50% compared to alternative systems, fitting a 100 MW installation into 7,500 square meters. For projects in Western Europe or other high land cost jurisdictions, this is a material capital saving. At industrial land prices of $50 to $100 per square meter, common in European port and industrial zones, a 7,500 square meter reduction translates to $375,000 to $750,000 in avoided land acquisition or lease costs per 100 megawatts. Across a gigawatt scale build-out, that scales to $3.75 million to $7.5 million. The compact design also reduces balance of plant civil works, piping runs, and electrical distribution costs. In modular deployments where multiple 100 MW units are staged on a single site, the footprint advantage compounds. The containerized 25 MW stack modules align with standard shipping and logistics infrastructure, simplifying both manufacturing scale-up and site delivery. Key figure, 100 MW Compass 2A Plus configuration delivers 40 tons per day of hydrogen at 99.999 moles percent purity within 7,500 square meters, a 50% footprint reduction versus competing systems. The financing pivot, from technology risk to counterparty credit, green hydrogen project finance in 2024 and 2025 was constrained by two primary risks: technology performance uncertainty and offtake contract viability. Technology risk is narrowing as Alkaline and private Equitum systems accumulate operating hours at scale. Offtake risk remains jurisdiction-specific, hinging on government subsidy structures and industrial demand. Samsung E&A's wrap guarantee and long-term service agreement shift the financing conversation from will the electrolyzer work? To is Samsung E&A a credible counterparty? That is a question institutional lenders know how to underwrite. Samsung Engineering and Construction, the parent entity, reported 2025 revenues exceeding $10 billion across petrochemical, power, and infrastructure segments, figures widely reported in industry press, though specific 2025 financial results were not disclosed in the source material. The entity's credit profile and bonding capacity are established. For infrastructure funds and commercial banks extending project debt, a Samsung wrap guarantee backed by a parent with multi-billion dollar annual revenues is a fundamentally different risk proposition than a performance bond from a pure-play electrolyzer startup. This counterparty arbitrage is the unlock that allowed utility-scale renewables to access institutional capital at scale post-2010. The pre-engineered design further de-risks execution by eliminating bespoke front-end engineering and design work. Developers select a configuration from the Compass 2 portfolio, Samsung delivers a known scope on a defined schedule, and lenders underwrite a proven template. This is modular infrastructure finance, not one-off project development. The Plaquemines view Samsung E&A and Nel are not selling electrolyzers. They are selling bankability. The Compass 2A Plus launch is a deliberate play to collapse the financing gap that has kept green hydrogen in the demonstration valley between pilot projects and gigawatt-scale deployment. By offering a pre-engineered, wrap-guaranteed, single-counterparty solution with integrated pressure output, the partnership has removed three of the four major execution risks that make lenders uncomfortable: technology performance, multi-party coordination, and balance of plant complexity. The fourth risk, offtake viability, is being addressed by government subsidy programs like the UK's hydrogen business model, which reached FID at Barrow the same month Compass 2A Plus launched. Our thesis, the simultaneous arrival of bankable technology platforms and credible subsidy supported offtake creates a 12 to 18 month window for first mover infrastructure funds to lock in green hydrogen development pipelines before the asset class becomes consensus and returns compress. The Barrow FID validates that the UK HAR1 structure can close. Samsung's wrap guarantee provides the execution certainty that lenders require. The land value arbitrage from 50% footprint reduction is a quantifiable capital saving that improves project IRRs by 50 to 100 basis points in high land cost markets. The strategic implication for institutional capital, green hydrogen is no longer a technology bet. It is a government policy and industrial offtake bet, underwritten by credible EPC counterparties. That is a risk profile that infrastructure debt and equity know how to price. The funds that move now, ahead of the broader market recognizing this shift, will capture the scarcity premium on development stage assets before competition drives up acquisition multiples. The second order play, Samsung E&A's downstream integration capability, green ammonia, e-methanol, sustainable aviation fuel, positions the partnership to capture the full value chain from electron to molecule to end product. For industrial decarbonization plays targeting hard-to-abate sectors, a single EPC counterparty that can deliver both hydrogen production and downstream conversion eliminates interface risk and accelerates FID timelines. Watch for Samsung to pursue integrated green ammonia projects in nitrogen fertilizer and shipping fuel markets, where hydrogen is an intermediate input rather than the final product. The risk to monitor, technology commoditization. If multiple partnerships replicate the wrap guarantee and pre-engineered platform structure, the competitive advantage narrows to balance sheet scale and execution track record. Samsung's parent company scale provides a durable moat, but the electrolyzer OEM landscape is fragmenting as Chinese manufacturers enter Western markets with aggressive pricing. The partnership must maintain cost leadership as the technology matures, or risk margin compression as the market commoditizes. So what? Capital deployment roadmap for institutional buyers for infrastructure funds and strategic corporates evaluating green hydrogen exposure. The Samsung Nel platform launch and Barrow FID provide actionable entry points. Development stage projects in jurisdictions with committed subsidy frameworks, UK, EU, US Inflation Reduction Act geographies, and credible industrial offtake are now financeable using established project finance structures. The pre-engineered platform reduces development timelines by 6 to 12 months, compressing the capital deployment cycle and improving IRR profiles. Priority geographies, UK, HAR1 and HAR2 projects progressing to FID, Germany, H2 global auction results driving merchant offtake, and US Gulf Coast, Inflation Reduction Act 45 volts tax credit supporting clean hydrogen hubs. Industrial anchor tenants and refining, chemicals, steel, and ammonia synthesis offer the most bankable offtake structures, as these sectors face regulatory pressure to decarbonize and have existing hydrogen consumption to displace. Platform consolidation is inevitable. The green hydrogen development landscape today resembles utility-scale solar in 2012. Dozens of developers, fragmented project pipelines, and nascent financing structures. Within 24 months, expect consolidation around a handful of vertically integrated platforms that control development, EPC, and long-term operations. Funds that acquire or partner with these platforms early will capture the roll-up premium as the sector matures. The bottom line, Samsung E&A and Nel have moved green hydrogen from science project to infrastructure asset class. The RAP guarantee, pre-engineered design, and single counterparty structure provide the execution certainty that unlocks institutional capital. With government subsidies validating offtake economics and industrial decarbonization mandates creating demand, the 2026 to 2027 window is the inflection point for green hydrogen project finance. Deploy capital now, ahead of the consensus trade.